Rumors are true. Is this true that when you were on your deathbed, he videotaped you?
Oh, yeah. Art came when, after that friendship came to develop, Art and I got to be close friends. And when I got to the hospital, they were calling because people were asking about it. People had heard about it. You know, it was getting out into the news and into the media. And Art, I think Art called Mel or Mel called Art. And Art talked to the doctor, and they gave me an 8% chance of survival.
God.
And Art got on a plane, he and Mona, and they came to me, just the same, giving back his friends' look after each other. And it was tough, George. I mean, I had an 8% chance of surviving, but I was in more pain than I had ever imagined. And I had endured pain by the time I was 47 years old, and I could not bear it. Like you asked me earlier about this suicide business, I had to do something. They would have to do open heart surgery and brain surgery at the same time.
Wow. That's almost impossible.
Well, yeah, it was 8% chance. If a doctor gives you an 8% chance, what's he really telling you?
Yeah, he said you're dead. You're dead, babe.
Yeah, that's the end of it. And Art and Ramona came, and Art got on the radio, and he was. I told him that I didn't tell him, but he was doing one of his experiments.
Yep.
About prayer. And it was the most remarkable event, one of the most remarkable events I've had in this lifetime. When these people were praying, and I wasn't even aware of it, George. I wasn't aware because I was in so much pain. By then, it had been 10 days or 12 days, and they didn't know what to do because if they went in to do the surgery, I'd be dead because my blood was too thin, and then the clots in the prosthesis valve that I have. It was just a mess. And Art got people to pray, and I could see this silver-blue color in the room, and the pain would reside. And it wouldn't last long, maybe 10 or 12 minutes. It would reside, and I could at least catch a breath and get some kind of semblance of my life, trying to hold on because I was in trouble. And Art and Ramona stayed through the whole thing, through the surgery. They got people to continuously pray in their own way.
He's got your goodbye on tape just in case.
Right? Yeah, well, it was Art, the consummate reporter.
So he's got this tape of you saying, "I'm checking out."
Just before I went, just before I went into surgery, he has also. He took another picture of me when I lost pulse.
We got to play that tape that he's got of you saying goodbye.
Whoa, I'd love to hear it. I mean, but he took a photograph. This is Art. I'm in there going into cardiac arrest, and Art's in the operating room taking a photo of it. Don't you love him? He and Ramona.
He is something.
And Ramona brought me this aromatherapy, and it was so wonderful. And you just think so much about those are hard times.
He sent me a week and a half ago, and I won't get into what it was, but he sent me one of the neatest emails I've ever seen, and he just doesn't know how much I appreciate some of the things.
I love him. I'll talk to him in every couple of weeks. You know, we'll talk to each other.